Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Friday evening. Greg Likens here with you, and we just wrapped up practice number 7 of Dolphins training camp 2014. Pleased to be joined in studio by defensive tackle A.J. Francis from the team. A.J., how you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back. I was here last year. I got to show the general public, you know, a better side to my personality, so I hope I get to show them again.
There we go. Yeah, that's part of the purpose of this interview here. How's training camp going so far for
you? It's going well. I had every day when we go over the film and I write down corrections and stuff I need to do better for the next day, I honestly grade myself and I write good practice, bad practice, great practice, stuff like that. And after 7 practices, I had 1 bad practice, I had 2 okay practices, and then I've had 3 good practices and 1 great practice. So I think I'm right where I need to be right now.
Okay.
I still have room to get better. I need to string together more great and good practices, but yeah, right now I'm feeling pretty good.
So you got the coaches evaluating you, and then you're doing some self-evaluation as well.
Yeah, because in the NFL, if you can't look in the mirror and evaluate yourself, then you won't last this long, because everybody wants to tell themselves that they're playing better than they are, you know, and in reality, you're not always playing as well as you think you are. So every time I make a mistake on film, I make sure I write down what the mistake was. Every time I do something good on film, I write down what the good thing I did was, and then at the end of the film review, I see the list, and I compare, and I evaluate that way.
Okay. Now, you're in a group that is arguably the strongest group on the team. You look at that defensive line, mm-hmm. as far as the talent that's accumulated there. That's got to make you a better player just being around those guys.
Yeah, you know what they say, diamonds cut diamonds. And those guys are really good football players. I mean, Starks is – there's nothing Starks is bad at. Like, whether you want him to play the run – at the one technique, the three technique, whether you want him to rush the passer at the one technique, the three technique, whether you want him to play physical, whether you want him to play finesse with a swim move, like there's nothing he's not great at. And because of that, you know, it's always good to be able to leech off of him and get information from him, see how he plays something. Same thing with like J.O. J.O.'s strike is unbelievable. J.O. is 295 pounds and he gets off the ball and hits 330-pound linemen and just jacks him back and throws him on their back. Like, he's very quick and strong. And then Cam just is a technician with everything he does, you know. And then you got Earl, who just hustles all the way around the field. And, you know, we make fun of him because he'll run to the ball, and we only have to – Coach Casey only makes us run 5 yards to the ball, but, you know, to get a sprint. But Earl will run 15, and we're all looking at him in meetings like, what are you doing, dude? Like, now we all got to run 15, you know? But, you know, he gets us better by pushing the limit, and it's a blessing to be in a room with guys like that.
And it's been fun to watch you guys play, and, yeah. I'm not just saying this because you're sitting next to me here in the studio, mm-hmm. and you're a big guy, but you have. I mean, I feel like every practice you're making a play, and it seems like from a year ago to now, you've really made a marked improvement.
Yeah, you know, they always say that the biggest improvement you see in guys in the NFL was from year 1 to year 2. And this time last year, I wasn't, and I distinctly remember it because it was the night before our first scrimmage last year, and I was like, man, I don't even know if I'm good enough to play in the NFL. Like, I wasn't making any plays. I wasn't playing as well as I thought I did. I could. Went out there in the first scrimmage, made a couple plays, made some big plays, and then I was like, all right, I can play. Like, I can play in this league. And from that point forward, it springboarded me and took my confidence to another level where I was able to show everything that I can do. And now I came into camp already knowing that. So I started with the 8-ball rolling, you know, and I was able to just keep going. And I see a lot of young guys doing the same thing. Guys like a Kamal Johnson, who the first couple of days was feet were a little slow, he was behind, but you know, as practices went along, he's flipping his hips and getting great pass rushes, you know, and he's pushing me because he's pass rushing better than I am. So I'm like, all right, well, I got to make sure I'm pass rushing better. And, you know, and I see the light turning on in his head, and it makes everyone around you better when guys start playing well.
A.J. Francis, Miami Dolphins defensive tackle, joining us here on the Finsiders. And so you alluded to it right off the top of the interview. Happy to be back here in South mm-hmm. Florida. It was kind of a strange journey for you last year, as mm-hmm. you were an undrafted free agent, picked up by the Dolphins, mm-hmm. spent training camp here. Unfortunately, get cut by the team, but we get picked up by the Patriots, mm-hmm. spend a lot of the season on their practice squad, and then come late November, you're back with the Dolphins as they sign you. And so mm-hmm. now as you go through all of that, how has that changed your perspective on your second training camp?
You know, it has me in the light. Like, when I got here, like, I knew I wanted to stay here because this group of guys is so special that I didn't want to leave. I love the camaraderie that this group has. and it made me a better player. I was able to leech off of everybody. So coming back and then getting cut and having Mr. Ireland tell me, you know, we're going to put you on the practice squad. And to me, I'm undrafted. You know, I didn't having a job was like the greatest thing ever. So he was like, I'll put you on the practice squad. I was like, yes. I was like, that's awesome. Like, and then like, I'm literally about to walk into meetings, special teams meetings. And he's like, you got to come upstairs. And I'm scared to death because there was another guy that thought he made the team, and then they called him upstairs and told him, well, actually, you know, we're going to have to let you go. We end up signing somebody else to somebody else that another team cut. And so I'm like, man, they're going to cut me. Like, this is terrible. And he's like, yeah, well, you leave on a 3:30 flight to Boston. You've been claimed by the Patriots. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you've been claimed by the Patriots. And that, like, blew my mind because I never even considered – like, obviously they always say, well, you're not just playing for this team. You're playing for 31 other teams. But they always say that. But, like, it never actually happened. Like, in my mind, I came to the point that I could fathom that that would happen to me. So then fast forward, I go to New England after week one. I get put down on practice squad. And I end up playing the season out of there through 12 weeks. And I'm – every week when – Solely, I went down, or when Cam went down, or you know, or when Von Martin went down. Every week, I'm like looking to my agent. I'm like, yeah, are they gonna bring me back, or like, how are we gonna do this? And every week, nothing happened. I finally, like week 10, I was like, man, they're not gonna bring me back. They don't care enough. You know, they don't want me. You know, if they could have had me, they don't want me. And then 2 weeks later, I get a call from Mr. Island. He's like, hey, you want to come back to Miami? I was like, absolutely. So I got on the first flight to Fort Lauderdale and came back down here, and it put me in the frame of mind that every day in this league is a blessing. You never know what's going to happen. You never know where you're going to be tomorrow. I mean, I could come in tomorrow and my name won't be on my locker. I could have been traded to San Diego. You know, I don't know. It's just the way the world works, just the way the league works. So you got to enjoy every moment while you have it.
Yeah, good lesson that you're preaching there, but at the same time, kind of the harsh reality of the NFL and the business. AJ Francis, Dolphins defensive tackle, joining us here on the Finsiders. All right, I want to get into, you're very active on Twitter and social media, and I see during the offseason sometimes you're interacting with fans. Hey, where should I go out tonight? Where should I do this kind of thing? And I think the fans really respond to that. I wanted to bring up something that you posted the other day. And I'm going to quote it so we have this down right.
All right, cool.
You tweeted out, I haven't looked at this picture, but I'll bet $1,000 Cam Wake has half a shirt on in it. And so then you click on the link, and sure enough, that's
half
the case.
Half a shirt. Because Cam, this is what people don't know. Cam doesn't always wear a half shirt, but when there's fans in the stands, Cam always wears a half shirt. Okay? That's okay. When there's cameras around and there's going to be media there, Cam is not wearing no full shirt. That is out of the question. But when, you know, when the offseason OTA, days come, there's nobody there, Cam might wear a full-length shirt, you know. But as soon as everybody comes around, it's time to pull out the six-pack. You know what I'm saying? I have more of a keg, so I like to keep my shirt down. Okay. But he has the six-pack, so he just lets it all loose.
And you let him know about it.
Oh, yeah, everybody does. Everybody makes fun of him. Whenever we're running, he always makes sure he rolls it up even more. Like, it's just, everybody gives him a hard time about it, but that's what he does. When you got it like that, I guess you can flaunt it like that.
I suppose so, right? Yeah, if we all look like that, maybe we'd do the same thing, right?
Yeah, we're probably all just hating because none of us have one.
So. Right. We had a cool moment here not too long ago, right after the World Cup, and I know you're a big soccer fan.
Absolutely.
Alejandro Bedoya, U.S. men's national team midfielder, a local guy, St. Thomas Aquinas High School. He was here, visited the facility, and you were nice enough to give him a tour around. What was that experience like?
It was awesome, man, because, you know, I've always been a big soccer fan. You might not know it by looking at me now, but I grew up playing soccer until I was about 13, and I started playing football because I grew more this way than this way. And, like, when I was playing, I loved the game. And even after I stopped playing, like, I just love, like, the excitement. Like, some people think it's too boring and that it's too drawn out and you never know what it's going to do. But I just love the anticipation and the build-up to the goal. Like, when the goal happens, game might be 1-0 and it's only an hour and a half and you saw one great thing. But every time it was almost a goal, you're like, you know, it's just, I love it. So when I got the opportunity to see someone who's a fan of our team, while simultaneously I'm a fan of him because he represented our country and went down to the biggest sporting event in the world and, you know, played well. Like, that was a cool moment for me. Like, I got to take pictures with him and I got to show him around. I got to show him the weight room and the meeting rooms and the bubble, and I got to show him everything. And it was an awesome experience.
It was cool. And you're right. We see him literally on the biggest stage in world sports. And, and then he comes here, and yeah, just like a normal guy. So that was fun.
He was like, why are you a fan of me? He was like, I'm a fan of you guys. Like, what? Dude, you played the World Cup. Are you kidding?
Mutual admiration society there.
Yeah.
So on Monday night, down here in South Florida at Sun Life Stadium, the International Champions Cup final takes place. And I know this is difficult. I talked to Will Davis the other day. He's a big soccer fan. You guys are in the middle of training camp.
Oh, man.
But you have the potential for the likes of Manchester United, Liverpool, Manchester City. I know Real Madrid's in it, but they haven't played very well. But you got some of the biggest soccer teams in the world coming down here to play in our backyard.
Yeah, and the only problem is we won't be able to go see it. That's the only problem. It's like any other event in Sun Life, I could go anytime. But, of course, the one major thing that I would love to see, seeing Man City and Man U and all Inter Milan, all these great clubs, the one thing I would want to go see, obviously it's in the middle of training camp, so I can't go see it. But it would be cool. I didn't get a chance to go last year because it was in the middle of training camp, and I won't get to go this year. But it's good for the game of soccer because, like, the MLS is a growing league, and the MLS is better than people give it credit for. I mean, New York Red Bulls just beat my Arsenal Gunners last week, and Toronto FC tied Tottenham 2 weeks ago. The game in the MLS is getting better, and it's still not on the level of the European leagues, but it's up there. I mean, it's the top tier of the next level underneath the European leagues. So to have those European teams come down here, show how good soccer can really be, it gets an excitement in the United States where the fact is now we can bring a soccer team and MLS team down to Miami, hopefully, and get some good crowds and get some good soccer. And once it starts building up, get better players, get players in their prime and not just after their prime, and be able to grow the game.
AJ, it's been real fun catching up with you. We could talk for the whole 5 o'clock hour, but great catching up with you. Good luck. Stay healthy during the rest of training camp.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.